I'm Buzz Knight, the host of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, CastBox, or wherever you get your podcasts. And definitely leave us a review as well. Welcome to this week in music history for the week of February 13th as we're taking a walk in the mean streets of Carlisle, Massachusetts. On February 13th, 1914, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, known as ASCAP, was founded. Still a very influential organization to this day. On February 14th, 1964, British pop music duo Peter and Gordon released the single A World Without Love, written by this guy named Paul McCartney. Born on February 14th, singer Rob Thomas from the great band Matchbox 20. On February 15th, 1965, we lost an American icon. Nat King Cole died of lung cancer at the age of 45. He was the first black host of an American TV series, and he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Grammys in 1990. Always wish we make these awards when these individuals are alive to enjoy it, for sure. In 2015, on this day, Mark Ronson's Uptown Funk reached the 1 million sales mark 10 weeks after its release, featuring those amazing vocals of Mr. Bruno Mars. On February 16th, in 1972, Led Zeppelin made their live debut in Australia, in Perth, way down under. They performed Stairway to Heaven, Immigrant Song, and Going to California. That would have been a trip to be there for that. Born on February 16th, 1990, Abel Tesfaye was born. You know him as the Canadian superstar The Weeknd. On February 17th, 1960, Elvis Presley earned his first gold record for an album created weeks before his discharge from the U.S. Army. In 1975, on February 17th, AC/DC released their debut studio album, High Voltage, in Australia only. It was released at first. And we were fortunate on Taking a Walk to have the current lead singer of AC/DC Beyond some episodes ago. Go check it out. It was a lot of fun with Brian Johnson. Born on February 17th, 1991, the lovely Ed Sheeran. And on February 18th, 1966, Beach Boy leader Brian Wilson began recording the band's soon-to-be classic Good Vibrations. And also, if you want to check out a great past episode, Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot, David Leaf, who is a friend of Brian Wilson's and a great writer and historian about the Beach Boys, was on with an episode, so you want to check that one out. In 1990, on February 18th, Queen's frontman Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance at the Brit Awards, accepting an honor alongside his mates of outstanding contribution to British music. And Mercury died November 1991 at the age of 45. In the coming weeks on Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot, look forward to episodes from country artist Russell Dickerson. Love that guy. Martha Earls, another one of the influential music figures and managers in Nashville, managing the hot country artist Kane Brown. We also have episodes with Mike Levine from Triumph and Mick Box from Uriah Heep. And check out and follow Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot, wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out on takingawalk.com.